when you work in a big major hospital, you get to act quickly, get to decide quickly, and you acknowledge a certain degree of risk when discharging a person. Because the person owns their problem. Hello, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is How, your occupational therapist, and welcome to OT Conversations. Just to let you know, guys, over the weekend, I was able to speak to a friend of mine, and he's working in the United States, possibly New Jersey, somewhere around the area. But yes, so just a few minutes of trying to catch up with each other, and it was a Sunday. I was surprised that he was at work on a Sunday. And like myself, he's a family man, so he just wanted to carry on doing the job. And he's working at the moment. He works in a nursing home, so I don't know what the setup is. He's definitely not employed by the nursing home. But what he does is he works in the nursing home as an occupational therapist, and he looks after patients who's been admitted to the nursing home. And his shifts, he said to me that he has been working 12-hour shifts. And do you know how much patients he was seeing or he can see in that 12 hours? He said it's around 20 to 22 patients in a 12-hour shift. Imagine that. Isn't it? 20 patients? 22 patients in 12 hours? That's a lot of patients, isn't it? And he's able to do that. And I said, why was he doing it? Because he said, yeah, he needed the money. And if he's getting paid $100 per session, in a day, he's probably making around $2,200 in a day. So in make that 3 days of work, 2, 4, 6, $6,600 a week. Whoa, that's quite big. And I can't even do the maths if I want to do that in a month's time. But that is what it's like. And he was inviting me to come over, and he was showing how, and there is a lot of nursing homes in the areas who's waiting for an occupational therapist. And the system between ourselves and them is just very different. So how do people end up being in a nursing home? I don't know much about the insurances, but they've got their health care in there, their Medicare, and everybody's got their own private insurances. So they go to a hospital, and once they're medically fit, they need to leave the hospital. Otherwise, they carry on working, or people carry on paying the hospital. And it will be the insurance companies that will carry on paying the hospital. Obviously, there is no need for people to be in the hospital anymore. It helps that insurance companies themselves will get these people out of the hospital. And because they cannot go home and it's not safe for them to go home, the option is for them to be admitted into any care homes. And in a care home, there would be nurses, there would be therapists. They'd be looked after in a care home during the time and for the amount of time that they're not safe to be discharged home. And the objective is for them to go from the care home all the way to their home environment as well. So this is what I'm saying. When you go to a care home like that, that would have been inpatient tertiary care facility. Now, another interesting setup for them, I heard, was that they can be facing patients of different cases. So if you're an occupational therapist, he's an occupational therapist working in the States, and he's working in a care home, and there are people that needed to go home. He will pick up patients who's there temporarily, and any patients that he can pick up can have varying diagnoses. They could be there because of a stroke. They could be there because of a heart problem, AFs. They can be there because of fractures, because of falls, because of dementia, and many conditions. So an occupational therapist working in a facility like that are not limited by specialities. And OTs can be seeing any patients. It's a surprise, isn't it? And that's one major beautiful difference. Because in the United Kingdom, it's more topographical. So somebody'd be working in an orthopedic ward, and that's all. It's dictated by the location, dictated by the place. So it's geospeciality. It's dependent on the location in the hospital. So all people with stroke will be confined in one place. All people with orthopedic conditions will be in one place. Everybody in respiratory medicine, all in one place. General medical condition, all in one place. Cardiac condition, usually a specialization on its own as well. Most district general hospitals have this. And so therapists will only be encountering particular cases. So when one therapist moves from one to another, it's like a surprise all the time. Because the variation, people don't get enough variety unless they rotate. Whereas in my friend's scenario, situation can be anything. It can be hands. As long as it's adult dysfunction, you're in a care facility, that's it. You can be facing hands, you can be facing fractures, heart conditions, lung conditions, anything goes. And I think that one makes a better therapist, because you're not confined in one area and you're really seeing occupation as it is. You will know the condition, you will know the functional implication of those conditions. And once you are aware of those functional implications, then you can do whatever it is that you need to do. And most of the time, for my friend, it's usually a restorative session. So he was showing me their facilities, and he's got his own, like a big place, like a gym for himself. There's a parallel bar in there. There are steps. There are plinths. There are exercise facilities. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And now it's very rare, new hospitals that are being built in the NHS, it's very centric to the medical side of things, that there is less attention and focus on activity and rehabilitation. And activity and rehabilitation is the key to get people out. You need people to engage, to do. You need a place where people can do this. At the moment, everybody's just confined in the bed. So what happens? The therapy would just be getting a person out of bed to chair, sit to stand, walk a bit, walk to the toilet. That's it. Done. You're good. If they're not suitable, then they'd go to like little community hospitals, but it looks like a hospital again. And again, it's the same things, bed to chair to commode, then walk to the toilet, walk with a frame. It's the same things. Therapists don't have the opportunity to practice on designing an exercise or an activity and really analyzing the person, what their difficulties are, what their needs are, and really designing it and making a bespoke program for the individual. Instead, I think what's happening is that there is this popular tool, physio tools, and you just print out the things that you needed to do, exercises, and then you print it out and then you give it to the patients. And then you put repetitions, 3, 4, 5, things like that. You do that. But these are exercises. These are very simple exercises that can be done for somebody who's had musculoskeletal problems, somebody who's been deconditioned, that's fine. But when it comes to stroke and neurology, for example, you just can't give any of these physio tools because it involves a bespoke approach and the intervention calls for a bespoke moving and handling and therapeutic handling. Going back to my friend and how and what he's been doing, imagine that, 22 patients a day. And I messaged him because some, in my experience, sometimes when people see about 5 patients a day, sometimes they get stressed that there is a lot. Not for every hospital though. Most district general hospitals in the United Kingdom, people are quite busy too. Therapists are quite busy. But there are different areas where people, like specialist hospitals, for example, or outpatient clinics, it's not as busy as compared to a big major hospital. And that's the advantage when you work in a big major hospital. You get to act quickly, get to decide quickly, and you acknowledge a certain degree of risk when discharging a person. Because the person owns their problem. Sometimes local district or community hospitals, and there is a therapist who's quite what I would call a, and this is not to degrade anybody, okay? So this is for just lack of better words, softy, I would call them. There are therapists who are softies. And if an elderly person is just having slight difficulty getting out of bed, then they get carers straight away. And sometimes there's no need for carers. It's okay to get out of bed with slight difficulty. That is a problem that needed to be addressed if you have more time with the patient. Practice getting out of bed. And when you get out of bed, the problem is difficulty. You want them to get out of bed with ease. How do you do that? Restore. Strengthen them. Do it. Move. The more you move, the more you get better. If it's still very difficult and you don't have a lot of time, modify. Use adaptive aids. At the end of the day, it's all about perspective. And I would invite clinicians to be aware of what's happening in the country. Have a network of therapists. Have a network and then see how it is in one hospital and see what it's like in another hospital. I think that's one reason, going back to the idea of geographical situations, I think that's one reason why we have lots of blockages in the A&E as well. And I've had some experience in the past where people go in, they go to A&E, and already that person will be allocated a room. Just go. There's free rooms up there. You go. So people go around the hospital. They're not confined to a particular location. So I don't know if that's a concept that you guys understand. But imagine this. Picture this. There's an A&E. Somebody goes in. They're not feeling well. Okay. The hospital, there's lots of rooms, and there is no geography, just rooms. So if I'm an admitting person, I'm in A&E, it's fine, you're safe, you're stable at the moment, you're in pain, you need to be investigated. There's nothing for you to have, there's no need for any investigations, for example, in terms of CT scan, or if you do, you go straight to CT scan. After the CT scan, once it's done, you go straight to a room, a vacant room upstairs. Yeah. And then the people who will be seeing you would be the doctors who are in charge and the clinicians who are in charge of you and therapists who are in charge of you. That way, there's not going to be any funnels in A&E. As soon as somebody goes to A&E, they'll be investigated. and then they go up to the ward straight away. If they need a scan, if they need anything emergency doing in A&E, then that gets done in A&E. That goes straight to the scans and the MRIs. As soon as that's done, you don't go back to A&E again. As soon as that's done, you go into the ward. That's fine. Yeah. And then the doctors will see you. And then the nurse will put in a cannula for you, will ready. If you need fluid, the nurse in the ward will do that for you. I've seen and I've worked in hospitals where it was so quick and there's no blockages in the hospital. Do you know why? Because the length of stay, people, the longer the people stay in the hospital, the more they pay. So people are really urging to get themselves out. Even if the doctors wanted to keep them in for longer, they don't want to. Patients are like, nope, we're getting out because we don't have any money to pay. And so we are lucky in a lot of ways. In the United Kingdom, we're very lucky because it's free. But because it's free and the system has already been in place, it's very difficult for us to have a look at the different system and the different processes. The idea of changing things is almost unheard of. And that's quite true. You cannot change something unless you've experienced it. So that's why those people who are traveling, they have a bigger perspective about the world. And it's the same in healthcare. That's why I locumed for quite some time, about 6 years or so, so that I can see how different practices are run in the country. And I've seen it. 21 hospitals, I think, community units. And what I realized based on that is that different places are run, different management styles. I've seen that. I always get along with physiotherapists because physiotherapists are more medically orientated and scientifically inclined, or there's more foundation in terms of the medical foundation, and I'm quite comfortable in my medical foundation, quite strong on that field, modesty aside. Yeah. In conclusion, there's a bigger world out there. That's one. Another thing is that if there are people who's able to see 22 patients in one day, wow. And these are all restorative interventions, mind you, guys. It's restorative interventions. It's a direct retraining that they're doing, that my friend was doing. He's not just seeing or doing any joint sessions with a physiotherapist or observing how a person went from bed to chair done by the nurse and then just documenting that. No. Is actual practice and retraining and sit, stand, exercise, walk, that kind of thing. Yeah, that's being done. But yeah, there is room. People can do it. People can see. People can do restorative activities. Oh, I remember there was one OTD student, and she's also from the States. And she said that there are targets as well for her and for them. There's about 8 patients a day. That's the target that they need to see in every day. And it's an airport where the names would be coming out and you just pick 10. You see them. That's it. The following day, you go and see again. Keep some cases. You have a choice of who to take. There is no allocation. There is no handover. You just pick your own. Maybe that's something that we need to explore. Just pick your own patients and see and address them. A one big pool of occupational therapy referrals. That'd be good. Not a bad idea at all. Okay. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this rant or random information involving occupational therapy. If you enjoyed it, talk to your friends about it. Share. Have a discussion. When I meant share, doesn't mean share the web page or share the site. It will help. What I meant is share, really talk to one another, learn together, grow together. live occupational therapy. Until next time, bye!
If you enjoyed this podcast, talk to your friends and colleagues about it. Like it, subscribe, share, and do what you can to appease whatever algorithm that is at play. Just remember, guys, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye!